哈利路亚，感谢主耶稣带领，晚上我们一起聚会敬拜神。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord. May His guidance guide us today here to service Him.
晚上跟大家来分享，不要为明天忧虑。
This evening, I would like to use the topic of "Do not worry about tomorrow" as a mutual exaltation.
主耶稣告诉我们，不要为明天忧虑。
Jesus told us, "Do not worry about tomorrow."
当我们信神之后。
After believing Christ,
信心的第一步,
the first step of the faith,
就是不再为明天忧虑,
it is not worry about tomorrow anymore.
这应该是我们信心的第一步.
This is the first step of our faith.
所以主耶稣一开始啊, 就教训门徒。
Therefore, at the very beginning, when Jesus teach these disciples,
对神要有信心。
He told disciples has to have the faith, rely on God.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
他说天父啊，爱他自己的儿女。
He said the Heavenly Father loves his own children.
他告诉我们说，你们做父母的虽然不好，都晓得拿好东西给儿女。
He told us, even the parents are not as good as the Heavenly Father, but you know how to give the children good things.
何况是你们天上的父呢?
And needless to say, the Heavenly Father does the same thing.
岂不会更爱我们吗?
He will love us even more.
所以主耶稣教训我们。
Therefore, Jesus taught us,
不要为明天忧虑。
Taught us, do not worry about tomorrow.
我们现在看这一段圣经。
Let's refer to this Bible verses.
看马太福音。
Let's turn to Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
从二十四节到三十四节这一段。
Matthew chapter 6 starts from 24 to 34.
这个是告诉我们信心的第一步。
And here taught us what is the first step of the faith.
第二十四节这里说，一个人呢不能侍奉两个主。
Start from verse 24. Here tell us, first of all, no one can serve two masters.
不是恶这个爱那个，就是重这个轻那个。
Either hate this one, love that one, or devote to this one and despise the other one.
人的心里头啊，不可能同时存在两个主，不可能。
Because in one man's heart cannot serve or exist two masters.
我们心里头啊，同一个时间呢，只能存在有一样东西。
In our heart, only can have one item exist in our heart.
如果有两样，那你就等于你就不能动弹了。
If there is the two things same time exist on the same time in our heart, then we cannot move back and forth.
所以圣经上说啊，心怀恶意啊。那你要走到哪里去？你根本就没有办法动。
Therefore, the Bible tells us, if a person were double-minded, then the person cannot move anywhere.
啊，一心想东，一心想西，那你到时候要往东还是往西？
If a person
不可能就站在那边。
If a person double-minded, and this person cannot even move left to the right, therefore the person will stand still.
所以一定到最后，你剩下一个是东还是西，那么你就会有开始会有行动。
Therefore, a person's mind need to make up the option, make up his mind, and have one option only.
所以人的心里头啊，不可能同时存在两个主。
Therefore, here teach us, in person's mind cannot serve two masters.
这是主耶稣告诉我们第一件事情。
This is the first thing first that Jesus taught us.
然后根据这个原理
，and start from this base.
说你们不能侍奉神，又要侍奉马门。
And here tells you cannot serve both God and money.
这个是我们第一个啊要做好决定的。
And this is our first decision has to make.
我们都选择我要侍奉神。
We all choose to serve God first.
这是我们每一个人的选择。
And this is our personal choice, personal option.
感谢神。
And we praise the Lord.
既然选择侍奉神。
Since you already choose to serve the Lord.
那么下面的这些主耶稣告诉我们的话。我们就会听懂了。
Then the following verses, we will be, have a better understanding from the Lord.
所以25节以下, 这个是来告诉我们选择侍奉神的人。
Therefore, start from verse 25, it's the option for those who choose to serve God.
所以25节啊, 用所以这句话来接下去。
Therefore, on verse 24, start with therefore, that's the result.
我们只能单单地侍奉神。
First of all, we have to select one thing, which is to serve God only.
所以呢, 那就不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么。
Therefore, do not worry about what about your life.
为身体来忧虑穿什么,
worry about what you drink, what you wear.
他说生命啊, 不胜于饮食吗? 身体不胜于衣裳吗?
So we can see the comparison is not life more important than food, or is the body more than the clothes?
下面呢, 主耶稣就告诉我们, 不要为生命和身体来忧虑。
Therefore, following up, Jesus tells us, do not worry about the body or the life tomorrow.
这个应该是我们活在世上，人活在世上所忧虑的事情。
And this is everybody's worry about.
为生命的问题啊, 会忧虑, 要吃什么,
Everybody worry about life, what to drink, what to eat.
为了这个身体呢, 会忧虑要穿什么?
And worry about your body, what to eat, or what to put it on.
哦, 那么这些啊, 就总说一句话, 就是, 啊, 生活的问题。
Make a simple words, everybody worry about life.
人一旦活在这个世上,
Once person live on this earth,
就会为生活的问题啊, 忧虑,
then this person will start to worry about life.
这个是每一个人都会有的。
And this is a very common worry on everyone's mind.
但是今天呢, 主耶稣对我们信神的人说, 你们不用忧虑。
But today, Jesus tried to tell us, if you believe in God, do not worry about your life.
这个是信心的第一步。
This is the first step of the faith.
好, 一旦我们信神了,
Once we believe in God,
好, 那么就不再忧虑这些事情。
Then we do not worry about all these items.
生活的这个忧虑就是生活的一个担子, 这个是一个很重的担子。
The worry of the life is a heavy burden on everyone's shoulder.
而也是一生的担子。
And this burden will carry forever.
现在的人都是被这个生活的问题啊, 压得喘不过气来。
Because today's life, everyone has been under, it's been a heavy burden by the life.
所以呢, 活在这个世上的人, 啊, 从越长大的时候, 你就越感受到, 啊, 生活的压力越来越重。
So the people we see, the older he grow, the heavier burden he carry.
因为生活的问题啊, 越来越多。
Because when he grow older, the heavier burden and worry on his life is getting heavier.
那么这些问题呢, 就会形成压力。
And all these worry and problem will put into the basket become a burden.
啊, 就成为啊, 重担。
And this burden really press human's life.
当一个人挑了重担的时候,
If a person carries such a heavy burden, if a person carry such a heavy burden,
他就每天承受这个压力。
Then this person will carry it in his life.
这个是世人的生活。
And this is everyone's life.
但是主耶稣来的时候,
But when Jesus came,
他要担去我们这个重担,
He's going to take over this yoke.
让我们到神面前来啊, 过这种, 快乐的生活。
In will allow us to come to God to enjoy the peaceful life.
没有世上忧虑的生活。
To enjoy there's worry-free life.
也就是神儿子的生活。
In other words, it's the life of God's Son.
所以主耶稣说, 你们劳苦啊, 担重担可以到我面前来。
Therefore Jesus said, for those who carry the heavy burden can come before me.
我要叫你们得安息。
I will make you in peace.
主耶稣要担当我们的重担。
Jesus want to take over our burden.
这个是我们人生的担子,
And this burden is come from our life.
这是我们承担不起的。
And this burden in our life that we cannot carry anymore.
所以呢, 要到主面前来交给他。
Therefore, we have to come before God to hand over our yoke, or this burden to Him.
那我们在神的面前,
Therefore, in front of God,
做神的儿女,
become his children,
来过这种没有有无忧无虑的生活。
Enable us to enjoy a peaceful life.
这是主耶稣啊，在这一段圣经里面要告诉我们的。
And this is the main message that Jesus want to pass to us.
所以在结论呢，二三十四节的地方。
Therefore, we come to the bottom, which is verse 34.
他说，所以啊，不要为明天忧虑。
Another, therefore, do not worry about tomorrow.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
For tomorrow will worry about itself.
一天的难处啊，一天当就够了。
And each day has enough trouble for its own.
神给我们的力量、能力啊。
And God give us the strength.
我们人是神造的。
And God create us.
啊，好像这个出产汽车的人呢、啊，这一部车可以载多少重？他知道。
And just like a car manufacturer, what's the capacity of this car has been made?
所以他会告诉你不要超载，超载的话寿命就会减少。
Therefore, always a warning message telling you a car cannot over capacity, otherwise you will shorten the car's life.
那我们这一部人这一部机器是神造的。
And back to human is made by God.
它的承载量是多少？
And it also carries certain capacity.
一天的，一天的忧虑。
And that capacity is the worry of one day.
耶稣说够，刚刚好，一天的可以承担，刚刚好。
And he made human to carry one day's worry.
所以可以忧虑今天的事情。
Therefore, we are able to worry about one day.
你咋去啊？今天的事情要怎么办？
And we need to think about what we can do or what we are going to do for today.
你要用心去想。
And you have to concentrate and put your effort.
用力去把它做好。
You have to strive forward to do your best.
这刚刚好。
And that's good enough.
每一天都会做得很好。
Because every day has its own life.
如果再有其他昨天的还在上面，啊，明天的又在这里，那今天的没有办法完成了。
If a person start to worry about yesterday and also start to worry about tomorrow, then you cannot finish a day, which is today.
因为这已经超载了，你开不动了。
Because as a car, you already over capacity.
我们每天完成每天的生活是很快乐、轻松、快乐的。
If we can finish each day, then we are very happy.
神不要我们担重担的。
Basically, God won't allow us to carry a burden.
因为明天呢、啊，我们不知道。
Because we don't know about tomorrow.
明天还不在我们手中。
Because tomorrow is far away from our hand.
我们能够做去完成的，我们真正要去负责的是今天。
What we can put our effort in, what we are responsible for, is today.
所以我们心里头啊，所想的就是今天。
Therefore, in our mind, we only carry and worry about today.
今天我有哪一些事情要完成？
And start from first thing in the morning, what I'm thinking is what I'm going to do today.
不要去想明天。
Don't start to think about tomorrow.
那更不要去想昨天。
Of course, you don't carry the burden from yesterday.
昨天你已经没有办法再抓它了，它已经过去了。
Because yesterday is the past.
所以呢，把我们的心、我们的精神、我们的力量，啊，全部放在今天的话，轻松快乐。
Therefore, we put all our energy of the day to.Focus on today's job.
这个就是主耶稣告诉我们的。
And this is the teaching from Jesus.
我们牢记在心里头。
We have to remember hard in our mind.
我们就可以过得很轻松、很快乐的生活。
Then on each day, we can enjoy the peace.
不要为明天忧虑。
So do not worry about tomorrow.
因为明天呢，你根本没有办法做什么。
Because tomorrow, nothing you can do from today.
我们没有办法为明天做什么。
Because we cannot do anything for tomorrow.
明天到底是怎么样，我们不知道。
We don't even know what the weather looks like tomorrow.
所以雅各呢也告诉我们。
Therefore, James also tells us.
不要为明天忧虑。
He also teaches, do not worry about tomorrow.
把主耶稣的教训呢再来教训门徒。
He also repeat the teaching of Jesus once again, teach the disciples.
他说得很清楚。
And he expressed even furthermore.
看雅各书第四章。
Let's turn to Book of James, chapter 4.
雅各书第四章。
Book of James, chapter 4.
十三节。
Verse 13.
雅各书第四章十三节。
James, chapter 4, verse 13.
说嗨，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城去，在那里住一年做买卖得利。其实啊，明天如何，你们还不知道。
14.
你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片的云雾，出现少时就不见了。这里雅各告诉我们。
Here's James tell us.
我们常常为明天、明年在计划什么。
We always planning for tomorrow.
很多时间花在这个上头。
We spend a lot of time today planning for tomorrow.
这些计划以为这些计划是很好的。
We think and we believe the planning for tomorrow is good.
在这里说我们信主耶稣的人不应该这样说。
And here tell us, as long as we believe in Christ, we should not say this.
不应该这样想。
We should not think about this.
因为明天到底如何我们不知道。
Because we don't even know what would happen tomorrow.
不知道的事情我们自己不会有把握的。
Because since something we don't know, we have no grip on it.
因为是摸不着的东西。
Because not even you can touch it.
其实也想不到的事情。
Of course, it's really out of your imagination.
说我们的生命像一片云雾而已。
Here even describe our life just like a mist.
不要为这个事情想那么多。
Therefore, we do not worry or care about tomorrow.
也不应该去想。
We should not even think about tomorrow.
十三节、十五节说。
15 tell us.
你们只当说主若愿意，我就可以活着。
You ought to say, if it is Lord's will, we will live tomorrow.
也可以做这事或做那事。
And to do this or do that.
这什么意思？
What does that mean?
主若愿意，我可以活着。
If it is Lord's will, we can live.
你什么时候知道你活着？
How do you know you will be living?
就是眼睛打开的时候。
It's the time when you open your eyes.
睡醒的时候。
When you wake up in the morning.
我还活着。
When you wake up in the morning, you know, today I am alive.
感谢神。
We praise the Lord.
我还活着。
Because I'm still alive.
有一个患癌症的人。
A person who has the cancer.
医生已经给他断定了。
The doctor already announced.
你还有三个月可以活。
Announced that he only has the life of 3 months.
哇，他说三个月，哇，三个月太宝贵了。
And he think 3 months is perfect or is very precious to him.
三个月呀，一定要过得很快乐。
We think this 3 months I need to live happily.
哇，过去过得很辛苦。
Because in the past I live in a terrible life.
剩下三个月不快乐，那就没了。
Since the doctor told me I only have 3 months to go, then I have to live very happy.
所以他全部都看开了。
Therefore, he opened his mind.
只有三个月,
Since I only have 3 months, I have to live every day happily. I don't worry about anything at all.
天天开心.
Every day is a happy day.
哎，感谢神。
And praise the Lord.
这很奇妙.
Very miraculous.
三个月过去了.
After 3 months,
哎，身体更好.
And the person become healthier.
奇妙.
Very miraculous.
又活了三个月。
And he lived another 3 months.
所以以后啊，就是每一天都是特别神的赏赐。
Therefore, this cancer patient believes every day is God's blessing.
所以那三个月他天天快乐。
Therefore, within that 3 months, he is so happy.
后面的每一天啊，他天天感谢。
Then more than 3 months a day, on every day, he believes that's the blessing.
所以他说每天眼睛打开，感谢主，今天我又得到一天了。
So every day when he wake up in the morning, open his eyes, first thing he prays the Lord.
这个太宝贵了。
Because he believes that he has one more day from God.
所以他能够把握这一天呢，好好的过这一天。
Therefore, he want to have a good whole of today to do his best.
从那个时候开始。
From that day on,
照顾他的女儿说，哦，每天妈妈都要跟我谈得很高兴，多话跟我讲。
And the daughter who really take care of the mother, and the mother says, the mother has a lot of words with the daughter.
以前呢，刚刚患这个病的时候，哇，心里很难过。
At the very beginning, she was very sad about the illness.
因为她为明天忧虑。
Because she started to worry about tomorrow.
后来她想通了。
And after that, she opened her mind.
不会明天忧虑。
She will not worry about tomorrow anymore.
生命的问题啊，不在我手中。
Because life is not in my hand.
那既然说，时间剩下这么少，很宝贵，要好好爱惜。
Since I was told I only have 3 months, then I have to treasure this 3 months.
因为她这样的转变。
Because her mind has been turning.
她的病痛减轻了。
And her illness has been released.
身体好像一天一天好起来。
And her body become healthier every day.
后来竟然好了。
And at the end, she'd been cured.
哇，这个就证明啊，圣经的话说，喜乐的心就是良药。
And really prove the verse from Bible is a happiness heart is the best medicine.
只要不为明天忧虑
，as long as you don't worry about tomorrow，
就不会有忧愁。
Then we don't have any worries.
一定是天天开心。
And every day guarantee is a happy day.
那为什么会不开心
Why is a person worried?
因为你想到明天的事情。
Because when you think about tomorrow,
今天哪里有心情去快乐？
And how can you be happy today?
本来今天是快乐的。
Because today supposed to be happy.
你想到明天就不快乐了。
But once you think about tomorrow, then you become sad.
因为明天你不知道啊。
Because you don't know about tomorrow.
会不会这样？会不会那样？会不会越想越多？
You may think tomorrow may happen that, may happen this. Then you start to worry about lots of things.
哇，很多状况都可能发生啊。
Because all kind of scenario now placed in front of you.
我在听到新闻，在听到很多，看到很多，哇，越想越多，呼，这个明天。
Plus all the information come today, you start to imagine what will happen tomorrow.
那有些就想了，啊。做梦做美梦，想着哇，明天是这么好，这么好，这么好。
And some people may have a beautiful dream. Think about dreaming tomorrow is a good life.
可是到明天，哇，不是这样。
Then when you enter tomorrow is not as your dream.
哇，失望了。
Then become disappointed.
整个心就沉下去了。
Then have a very hard burden on your heart.
所以不管你为明天怎么想，都没有意义的。
Therefore, today, if you think about tomorrow today, then that doesn't make any sense at all.
所以说，不要为明天忧虑。
Therefore, Jesus tells us, do not worry about tomorrow.
那么你就会天天开心。
Then every day is a happy day.
天天轻松快乐。
Then every day is an easy life.
其实啊，神造我们人就是这样子的。
Because when God created human, it's for this purpose.
你说小孩子为什么会天天开心？
When we see the kids play around, why they are so happy?
他还不懂得为明天忧虑，他不懂。
Because they don't even know what is the worry about tomorrow.
当他开始懂的时候，他就不会这样。
When a kid start to know to worry about tomorrow, then his life changes.
所以现在呢，主耶稣要我们回来像小孩子一样。
Now Jesus tells us we have to return as a child.
不会为明天忧虑，不懂为明天忧虑，那最好。
We don't know to worry about tomorrow.
真的有这样的人。
And actually, such a person really exists. You will see such a person around.
那一种人呢，只有今天没有明天的。
Because these person only carry today, they don't carry tomorrow.
那一种人呢，一定天天开心。
That type of person, when you see it, he's happy.
世界上就是有这样的人。
And in your life, in our life, you will see that such a person.
那些还没有开化的那些原住民呢，就是这样。
And those people who haven't come to the civilization, they don't worry about tomorrow.
他的心里头只有看到今天，想到今天，没有想到明天。
And what they see in their eyes, they only see today, not tomorrow.
所以他们天天快乐。
Therefore, they enjoy their life every day.
我觉得这是神的赏赐，因为神造人本来就是这样。
Because that is the blessing from God. Because that's the purpose God created human.
那今天我们是笑他说没有开化。
And today we may laugh all those people because they are too naive.
不会为明天忧虑
because they don't know worry about tomorrow.
到底是谁比较好？
And we may come to wrong judgment. Who is right today?
这个真的很难评断哈。
And very hard to make the final decision.
因为文明带给我们是忧虑
because civilization bring us the worry.
带给我们是生活的压力。
And bring us the pressure in our life.
那真的是好吗？
Is that really true? Is that really good from the civilization?
到最后啊，做一个评估才会知道。
We have to come to the final, then we can make a proper judgment.
今天世界的繁荣带给很多人生癌症。
And today's world's civilization really bring a lot of sickness to the people.
医学已经研究出来证明，所有的癌症都从压力来的。
And medical survey already approved.The cancer always comes from the pressure.
以前的就会想到说啊，吃什么东西啦，为什么那里，都不是这些，根本这个跟这个没有关系。
Because in the past, people would think maybe the cancer caused by the food or by the environment. Actually, it's not true.
最直接的就是从生活压力来的。
The direct cause of the cancer is from the stress of your life.
我看一本书啊，专门研究这个癌症的。
I read through one book which is specially concentrated study of the cancer.
很有名的专家。
And the writer is a very famous doctor.
专门在对付这些癌症，而且是末期的。
And the doctor wrote about the eternal cancer of every patient.
那这个医生呢，是一个很好的医生。
The doctor is very famous and is very good.
他好像说很有名，大家认为他是很有名的医生。
And he is famous among all the doctors.
但是他良心过不去。
But his conscience always bugging him.
结果根本没有医好任何一个癌症的病人。
And he claimed he never cured any cancer patient.
所以他开始去思想这个问题。
Therefore, he started to recall and think about this issue.
从这个医学现在有了医学的这些知识以外，去找一个找问题。
He think out of the medical information today, medical information to find out what caused the cancer.
为什么人会患癌症
？Why a person will have such a disease？
这个癌症是怎么出来的
？Where the cancer coming from to affect people？
它并不是细菌。
And this is not from any germ or virus.
它是就是身体里面细胞。变异出来的。
And the cancer comes from the cell of human's body.
那我们就好的细胞为什么变成坏的细胞
？And why a good cell turn into a bad cell, a cancer cell?
他最后得到一个结论。
And finally, he has a conclusion.
从所有这些患癌症的人，每一个，他详细去调查。
And he studied from each single cancer patient and to find out what is the cause.
他得到结论。
He has the conclusion.
跟生活有关系。
And the cause is come from the life.
所以到最后他归纳出来。
Therefore, he has a final answer.
很重要，就是心的问题。
And very important is come from human's heart.
那这句话呢，刚好就是圣经所说的。
And this word is really reflecting on Bible.
一生的果效由心发出。
Because everything you do is come from your heart.
所以他以后的病人来了，他就知道了。
Therefore, when he see the next cancer patient.
看检查出他患什么癌症
，and he find out the person what caused the what is the what type of cancer he has。
他就告诉说你生活上你是怎么样，
then、
你的生活习惯是不是这样
？Then he start to tell the patient what type of life you has been through。
病人吓一跳说：“医生你怎么知道
？”And the patient was really surprised. How do you know my life in the past？
你的症状告诉我的。
Because your symptom tell me what kind of life you have been gone
through. 你有没有想要得到这个痊愈
？And his next question asked the patient, "Do you want to be cured?"
当然要啊。
Of course.
要生活改变。
If your answer is yes, change your life.
从今天开始。
Start from today.
哎，他答应了。
Then the patient say yes, okay.
这些东西要戒掉。
Then the doctor said you have to quit all these things.
要怎么样规律？
And you have to have a regular life.
所以你本来的所承受的这些压力拿掉。
And whatever stress in your life, you have to remove.
你要改变。
You have to change.
改变你生活的这个方式。
You have to change the habit in your life.
那么他指导他。
Then he teach the patient.
病人跟他配合。
The patient cooperate with the doctor.
每一个人都得到医治。
And each single patient has been cured.
不是靠医药。
Not by medicine.
他不再给他开刀，不再给他医药。
Because the doctor will not give any operation or medicine anymore to the cancer patient.
指导他生活的改变生活。
Only give him the proper instruction to change his life.
他那里书里都提到。
In his book.
为什么现在很多年轻妇女也会患乳癌？
In his book, he mentioned about why a young woman would have breast cancer today.
左边的跟右边的都不同的压力来的。
And sometimes he can even judge the pressure, the stress really depends on the left and right breast.
哎呀，我这讲，他讲看这个，我看了很佩服他，这个医生真的厉害。
I really read through his book. This doctor is very wonderful doctor.
所以我在想到主耶稣为什么会这样告诉我们。
That's why make me think about in Bible why Jesus tell us this.
你们劳苦担重担的到我这里来，我叫你们得安息。
For those who carry a heavy burden in your life, come before me, I will give you peace.
然后告诉我们说，不要为明天忧虑。
Then he follow up, do not worry about tomorrow.
那一天的有一天当刚刚好。
Because each day you has enough strength to carry each day burden.
这个话呢，我们要记在心里头。
And these verses we have to put it into our heart. We have to believe and trust in faith.
这样的话，第一个，我们身体会健康。
Then first of all, our health will become better.
我们的生活会很轻松。
Then our life become easier.
会很快乐。
Then become happier.
享受神的 所应许的福气。
We can really enjoy God's blessing in our daily life.
现在我们看回来马太福音第六章。
Let's turn back to Book of Matthew, chapter 6.
马太福音第六章。
Book of Matthew, chapter 6.
怎么样才可能不为明天忧虑
？How are we going to do to do not worry about tomorrow? How are we going to do this?
这里主耶稣告诉我们。
Here Jesus tells us.
第一点
，First of all，
就是要专一的侍奉神。
You have to concentrate to serve God.
对神要尽心尽意尽力爱主我们的神。
Which is you have to put all your thought, all your mind, all your strength towards God.
不要分心啊
！Do not be distracted.
因为你一分心了，神就跑掉了。
Because once be distracted or not focused, then God is leaving.
那谁会叫我们分心
？Then who will cause us distraction?
马门。
Here says money.
因为你为钱在烦恼啊。
Because you worry about money in your life.
不要理他。
You should not worry about that.
不是说你要一直想他，他就会跑过来。不要想他。
And the money won't come because you concentrate to think about it.
他要跑去跑，你不要说哎，我并没有要抓他，去就去，来就来，感谢主啊，去也感谢，来也感谢。
Because money is
感谢主
，money is floating around. No matter how it goes, how it comes, thank God.
走了，你不要去追这个钱，你就不要理他。
If money run away, should not run after that because the money is gone.
心呢，不要放在它上面。
In other words, our heart should not put on money.
身外之物。
Because money is outside our life.
不要太在意。
You don't worry about something outside our life.
一切都是神赏赐的。
Because everything is the blessing from God.
所以呢，心要专一放在神的上面。
Therefore, the conclusion is our heart has to be concentrated to serve God.
专一信靠神。
Which is to believe in God.
把心放在神的上头。
We have to put our heart, put our mind on God.
所以有些人呢被马门抓去了。
Some of the people has been grabbed by money, or been catched by money.
哇，被马门抓去了，马门跑掉了，哇，整个心都没了。
Because once he see his money gone, his heart is gone too.
我们要注意。
We have to pay attention on this.
因为啊，马门很厉害。
Because money is very powerful.
这会影响我们侍奉神的心。
Because that money has the power to really affect our life to serve God.
所以要专一的侍奉神。
Therefore, we have to concentrate on serving God.
神不会跑掉的。
And God will not leave us.
神时时刻刻都与我们同在。
And God is be with us all the time.
有神同在，你就放心了。
Because with God, we feel ease.
不用担心。
We don't worry about that.
去了，该去的就去，该来的会来。
Because the money gone has gone, it's gone. So we don't worry about that.
心放在神上面就不会错。
We put our heart on God has nothing to be wrong. This is first.
第二点。
Second.
不要为生命忧虑。
Do not worry about life.
因为生命在神的手中。
Because life is in the hand of God.
这个是神赐给我们的。
And life is come from God.
那今天我生命在。
Since I have a life in me right now.
生命是神赐的。
And God, the life is come from God.
神今天还给我生命，让我活着。
God bless me with my life, and I can live today.
你想他会不会赐给你吃的喝的
？And do you think will he not give you anything drink or eat?
到底是东西重要还是生命重要？
Is it your life more important or the food more important?
当然是生命重要嘛。
Of course, the answer is our life is more important than the food.
那神今天都给我生命了。
Then today, God already blessed me my life.
他怎么不会给我吃的喝的呢？
And there's no reason he will not give me or he will not feed me.
所以你要想到，我感谢神赐给我生命。
Therefore, we have to first of all, thank God that he gave me my life.
所以呢神既然赐给我生命
，Since God already promised or give me life，
你就不要忧虑说，哎呀，吃什么喝什么。
Then we don't worry about what to drink, what to eat。
所以人不知道说生命是神所赐的。
Because other people will not realize the life come from God。
所以他就会为生命活着哦去忧虑吃什么喝什么。
then the people will start to sustain his life to worry about what to eat and what to drink.
为这个身体忧虑，说要穿什么。
And even worry about what to wear for the body.
啊，今天这个身体是谁给的？
And we have to think, today's our body, who blessed it? Who give us the body?
身体是神赐给我的。
And our body is given by God.
啊，既然神赐给我这个身体。
Since God give me the body,
他怎么会不给我穿的呢？
And what's the reason to make me naked?
所以下面主耶稣啊，就讲这个比喻。
Therefore, Jesus used a parable to tell us.
飞鸟跟路边的花来学习这个信心。
He tells us, look at the birds, look at the flower on the roadside to create our faith.
我们对神呢、啊、要有绝对的信心。
Towards God, we have to have a definite faith.
所以主耶稣讲，你看天上的飞鸟。
Therefore, Jesus said, "Look at the bird in the sky."
也不种，也不收，也不继续在仓里头。
And they will not reap, they will not sow, they will not store in the barn.
它一天生命还在。
And today you will see the bird is alive.
它就有吃的。
Then the bird has something to eat.
这个是天父养活它。
Because Heavenly Father keep the bird.
但是我们的生命啊，比飞鸟的生命贵重多少？
And compared to our life, towards the bird's life, our life is more valuable than bird's life.
一个有些人家里啊有养宠物。
And we all know somebody, some of family, we see some pets.
那也有儿子。
And also the kids.
哪一个比较宝贵啊？
And is the kids more important or the pets?
宠物有的吃，儿子没有的吃。
And you will not see a family raise the pets without raising kids.
可能吗？
Is that possible?
应该不可能吧。
Of course, the kids will have food.
那么这些飞鸟这些动物是神的宠物。
We see all these animals, all these birds, they are the pets of God.
在宇宙中，这个是神的宠物，但是我们是他的儿子。
In this universe, they are the pets of God, but we are the son of God.
谁比较宝贵啊？
And who are more important?
所以我们担什么心啊？
Of course, what are we worrying about?
我这个身体还在，你就放心啊。
As long as I still have my body, we should feel ease.
今天我还活着，我就放心啊。
Today, I still have my life in me, I feel ease.
那你就会活得很快乐。
Then, I can live happily.
所以不用烦恼这些东西。
Therefore, we don't worry about all these things.
看到路边的花。
When we look at the flower on the roadside,
那么漂亮。
Such a beautiful flower.
这个天父给他装饰的。
And this is decoration by God.A Heavenly Father.
那我们还要穿什么吗？
Then are we still worried about what to wear?
主耶稣说，谁会烦恼这些呢？
Therefore Jesus said, who is going to worry about all these? Verse 30.
说你们做小信的人呢、啊，野地的草今天还在，明天就丢在炉里了。
Jesus says, your little faith.And today's grass on the road will be burned in the fire tomorrow.
那神还给他这样的装饰，何况你们呢？
And even today, God will still decorate the grass. But how about you?
当我们小信的时候，
when we have only little faith,
我们就会为明天忧虑了。
Then we start worrying about tomorrow.
所以今天呢，我们的信心呢，第一个很重要。
Therefore, today our faith is very important.
首先，我们一定要在生活上。
First of all, we have to have a faith in our life.
一切的忧虑都卸给神了。
Because all our burden will be trust to God.
因为天父看过我。
Will be entrusted to God. We have Heavenly Father look after me.
你看以色列百姓。
And look at the Israel people.
从出埃及到进迦南。
When they depart from Egypt, enter the land of Canaan.
40年的时间呢。
In 40 years road.
也不种，也不收，也不继续在仓里。
And they never sow, never reap, never store in the barn.
谁养活他们呢？
And who raised them up, or who kept them?
何况那一些人呢、啊？跟我们比呀、啊，我们比他宝贵。
And when we compare to all those people, we are more valuable.
我们是神的儿子。
Because we are son of God.
当时那些人呢、啊？圣经说啊。都是神不喜欢的人。
Because Bible tells us at that time those people that were not pleased to God.
所以神呢、啊，让他们都死在旷野。
Therefore God allowed them to die in a desert.
今天我们是神所爱的，
and today,
神的儿女。
And today we are the beloved son of God.
神一定会看顾我。
God will definitely take care of me.
说不用为这个事情忧虑。
Therefore He keep telling us, do not worry about tomorrow.
我们的天父啊， 是爱我们的。
Because our Heavenly Father loves us.
他顾念我们一切。
And He always cares about us.
这个生活是一个最基本的问题。
Because life is the basic.
不会有问题的。
And this basic life will not have any trouble at all.
主耶稣给我们做保证。
Therefore, Jesus has guarantee on our life.
看三十一节。
Let's read the 31.
所以啊，不要忧虑啊，吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
So do not worry about what to eat, what to wear, what to drink.
这些都是外邦人在求的。
And here it says, because these all belongs to pagan, they worry about.
不论是神的人在求的。
And it's not worry about by the Son of God.
今天我们认识神的人。
And today we all know God.
不再为这些忧虑了。
We should not worry about all these things anymore.
我说你们需用的这一切东西啊。你们的天父是知道的。
Because all these necessary items, God knows.
我们稍微想一下，应该是知道了。
And if we can think about these verses, we should realize that.
天父知道我需要什么。
Because God knows what I need.
我最喜欢吃什么。
He knows what I love to eat.
没有人比天父更知道。
Because nobody knows better than God does.
我说很奇妙啊。
This is very wonderful.
心里一想想，哎，怎么？东西就跑出来了，为什么会这样？
And you, sometimes you think about it, and then the food come up.
所以我感谢神，我说天父真的是太爱我们了。
Therefore, I always thank God because God always loves us.
有时候会让你感觉到说，哇，天父真的知道什么东西他都知道好。
And sometimes we really realize God knows everything about me.
到时候都会差人呐、啊，送到你面前来。
And when the time is right, someone will be sent by God and give it to you.
这种体验呢，我已经太多了。
And this type of experience, I have gone through many.
有时候刚刚在想，心里在想。
And sometimes I even just ponder and think about in my heart.
突然间想到说啊，好像缺少一个什么东西。
And all of a sudden, I think I'm lacking about something.
但是你想一下，一下就忘记了，就忙东西就忘记了。
It might be just a passing thought. Then after that, I was busy, so everything forgot about it.
你忘记了，天父没有忘记啊。
Even you forgot it, God keep it.
很快的，天父就差人送来了。怎么会这样
？In very short time, then God will send someone send the item that I thought.
有时候在祷告的时候。
Sometimes in my prayer,
我突然间想到一件这个东西，件事情。
And all of a sudden, a thought come to my mind.
祷告完了，也就忘记了。
And after that, that thought is gone, and then never been keep it.
哎，突然间，哎，怎么那个东西跑出来了
？And all of a sudden, that item in my thought come up.
哎呀，真奇妙，天父都知道。
And that really surprised me. God still keep my thought.
天父都知道。
Because God knows.
我们需要的东西啊。天父都知道。
Because God knows what I need.
这个是真的。
This is true.
只要我们先求他的国和他的义。
And first of all, as long as we ask for His kingdom,
所以三十三节就告诉我们这个秘诀。
Therefore, on verse 33, tell us a secret way.
只要我们先求神的国、神的义。
But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
这些东西都要加给你。
And all these things will be given to you.
我们生活上所需要的东西。
And what is the item? That's the item we need in our life.
一样都不会缺。
And we're not even short one item.
只要我们先求神的国、神的义。
As long as we seek His kingdom and His righteousness first.
今天呢，我们要把握住这个主耶稣的这个教训。
So today we have to grab hold on this teaching.
所以就不用为明天忧虑了，不需要了。
Then we do not worry about tomorrow anymore.
所以前面这些教训。
Therefore, from the very beginning, all these teaching.
要给我们对神有信心。
That will provide us the faith, trust in God.
然后我们就专心呢侍奉神。求神的国，神的义。
Then next step, we concentrate ourselves to serve God and seek His kingdom and His righteousness first.
也就是说，我们把心放在这个上面。
In other words, we put all our mind on all these things.
很快乐
，and very happy every day.
所需要的这些东西，天父都会加给我们。
Because all these things will be given by God.
这个宇宙啊，很奇妙。
The universe is very miraculous.
是为神的儿子创造的。
It's created for God's son.
所以这个宇宙是为我们效力的。
Therefore, the whole universe will bring the effect to us.
天气也好，
It's the weather.
气候也好,
it's temperature.
不管是什么事情,
no matter what it is in this universe, even the whole movement of this society, the only purpose is to run for the Son of God. Because it creates for the Son of God.
所以今天呢,
since we are the children of God,
不用为明天忧虑,
we do not worry about tomorrow anymore.
天父知道我们所需要的,
because our Heavenly Father knows what we need. 哇,
我们只要做他的好儿女,
as long as we be a good child of His,
那就没有事了,
then we are fine.
天天快乐过我们的生活,
because every day will be a happy day for you.
每天快快乐乐做我们该做的事情,
then we will be happily to do everything. Enjoy that God given to us. And this is the life for the God's children. And God's children should not worry about tomorrow anymore. Enjoy today's happiness. Let's sing hymn.